If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
And now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, you have to give it to him. He was a performer.
Right? And then when you watch the video, everybody in the stands is just laughing their butt off, pointing at Ozzy up there. But you know what? Everybody they talked to said it was perfect. It was absolutely perfect because it's Ozzy and it's exactly what we expected.
He opened, I told you this story before, he opened up the Palms Hotel on their opening weekend or whatever, and he literally had to hold onto the microphone stand and just singing like this. And I'm like, oh my God, he sang one song. Who knows what he got paid, right?
Seriously.
I'm sure he got paid millions or something, but he just, oh.
Ozzy didn't play any instruments.
Yeah.
He's going to go down as one of the greatest rockers ever. He never played an instrument.
That's so funny, right?
He's like the David Lee Roth.
Yep.
You know what I mean? David Lee Roth never played anything, but he was the front man. That's all that mattered.
In a 2022 interview, Ozzy Osbourne told People he was prepared for his bat-biting moment from a 1982 Des Moines show to define his legacy, even in death. He joked, quote, "When I leave this place, it's going to be the man who bit the head off the bat." I guess he thought that the bat was dead and a prop, like a stage prop. He didn't even think it was real. And he bit the head off. And then they took him to the emergency room to start, what is bat scary? Rabies. Yeah, rabies shots.
Yeah, if you want to Google something this morning, Jack, the son, one of the sons, which we all know from the TV show. But Jack has written in the last 24 hours what the leading up to his death was like and where and the things that they were talking about and the plans they had for the future.
Gotcha.
And he just put that out just a few minutes ago. I just saw it online. I read part of it, but it's very, very cool to read. So you can Google that.
And what was so great about Ozzy, in my opinion, is, you know, everybody thought he was this, like, badass rocker. And then when they started doing the Osbournes, he became so lovable, right? And like, there was empathy for him, too, you know? Like,
he seemed like a great guy.
He did,
fun to hang around.
He was a character.
Because it was just so unpredictable. Everything he did.
Speaking of dads, this is a weird story. Kevin Jonas Sr.
Who?
Kevin Jonas Sr., the father of the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know they named Kevin after Kevin.
I no idea.
Where's Rusty in all this?
Yeah, where'd they get that name?
Shoot.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe he stepped on a rusty nail. He's like, I know, we'll call the baby Rusty. Anyway, listen to this. He has acquired the publishing and recording rights for the family's three most recent albums for $300 million.
He now owns them.
The
or
dad
sold them.
He the owns dad them. Bought
Parcel
it.
Of the catalog. Yep.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Why would dad have to buy his son's music?
I'm wondering if somebody else bought it, or you know, already had the rights to it.
I don't know.
I don't.
Well,
either.
Somebody did, for him to buy it. But how did it end up that way?
I don't know.
It's like, why wouldn't the Jonas Brothers own their own music?
Let's see here.
Now he wouldn't have bought it from his sons, would he?
I don't know.
I would assume.
Those are some rat kids then.
Yeah,
it sounds like he bought it from the kids because the quote is, I don't know that anybody can love your music any more than I do or be any more proud of you.
Why didn't they give him a Groupon?
Yeah. He's dead. Take care of him. Come on.
You paid your kids $300 million.
No, that can't be true.
That can't be right.
Yeah, I mean, you got to cut dad a deal, don't you?
It says, I am not asking for less than the purchase price, but for consideration of the passion I'll bring to keeping your legacy thriving.
Whoa.
And it's only the last three albums, so it's not like it's the entire catalog.
That's still, that's even more of a ripoff. That doesn't explain anything. That's actually
so
more of a ripoff.
Bizarre.
That is bizarre. I've never heard of that
what
before.
What a weird family dynamic.
I've never heard of a parent having to buy their kids music.
Yeah, me either.
To hang on to it. Jeez. Maybe he foresaw that they were looking to sell it to somebody outside the family and said, okay, I can't change their mind. The only thing I can do to fix this is to buy it.
That reminds me of that one time that I took like $5 from my son's piggy bank. And he's like, you're going to pay me back, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They don't forget, do they? They don't forget.
Like, are you crazy? My God. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, anyway, yeah. $300 million.
You know for a fact he bought them their first drum set.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, little snot.
Yeah. I feel like I watched a documentary, and his dad was the reason why they're famous.
Yeah, he's the one, when they were in diapers, put them on camera, you know, together, humming songs together, went out and bought them, you know, the drum set, and the fake guitar and all that, just got him interested in it, and now he's got to pay $300 million. For his kids' music.
Kids.
They are
days.
Snots.
Did you know that you sound really old when you go, kids these days?
Yeah.
That's why I did it. You know the other thing we were talking about on my group? Oh, my God. What was it? Oh, I can't remember the funny thing that we said. Hold on. Stand by. It's actually really worth it, I think. No, it's not. Okay, I'll tell you later. No, it's something that we said, and then I said it, and I was like, dude, we sound so old. We can't say that little phrase anymore. It just makes us sound stupid. I am excited about this. My 600-pound life, right?
Yeah.
And Dr. Now. We have edited the audio from Dr. Now. We're bringing this up because Tammy from 1,000-pound Sisters, right? Tammy from my thousand pound sisters. That's not what it is. Anyway, but she has gone on TikTok and shown everybody how great she looks. And she looks amazing. She's lost 500 pounds.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it amazing.
She looks amazing.
She looks better.
She looks amazing.
I don't know if it's amazing. It's just better. And let's be honest. Come on, man. Look at the full picture, full body.
Schmidl, do you think...
We still got some surgery to do.
Schmidl?
A little bit.
Mr. Schmidl?
Is she amazing?
No.
Okay, thank you. I like your honesty this morning.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Okay,
I want
you to do it like
Carson.
Compared to how she did look, doesn't she look amazing?
An amazing transformation.
Fine. We'll meet in the middle.
It's an amazing transformation. Fine. And I'm happy for her because she was on death's bed.
And so, you know what?
And now she looks a lot better as far as healthier.
Yep.
An amazing transformation.
Oh, something's fishy.
But she doesn't look amazing.
That's what it is. When you say something's fishy.
A little fishy? There's nothing wrong with fishy.
Sounds a little
fishy. Still hip.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's hip, but.
That sounds a little fishy.
I wouldn't say it's old.
Yeah, it is old people lingo.
No, it's not lingo. It's not old people lingo.
It is. Something's fishy. No. That sounds fishy. Something's fishy.
I would say if you said something's rotten in Denmark, that sounds old.
That's old.
Yeah. Something's a little rotten in Denmark.
Well, these days they would say sus. The kids would say sus.
They would say sus.
Yeah. Sus who?
Suspect.
It's sus, yeah.
What's sus?
Whatever's fishy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Whatever's fishy is sus?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Fishy is funnier.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Anyway, going back to my 1,000-pound, whatever it is. We got a compilation, little compilation of Dr. Now, and Spadil came in. What'd you say about Dr. Now?
He says this lady's like, I don't want to be malnourished, and he's like, do you really look malnourished?
You said he's savage.
I said he was savage.
I didn't need you to repeat the clip.
Yeah,
sorry.
We're gonna play the clip.
No, he's savage. Absolutely.
Yeah, the moment's gone. Here it is.
What do you mean you don't know? And you think that you're not eating and you're getting...
I don't want to get malnourished either.
Do you look like you're malnourished? If you really put the math together, you have eaten the food that belongs for next 4 years ahead of time. So don't feel like you have to eat. When it comes to this program, you're not special. And lying to me about your weight, is that going to get me to tell you what you want? You have one option. If you want to do this and save your life, come back down here and show me where your weight is at. And then we can start doing psychotherapy to try and find a way to get through to you and break through all your lies and delusions.
I admire the honesty.
I do too. He told that
really
lady she's eaten 4 years worth of food.
Yeah. That's the way I am. I'll say it the way I think it is.
Oh my
you know,
God.
And that's what he's saying.
Yeah, well.
I like that.
Already you ate 4 years worth of food? That just doesn't seem right.
Coming from your doctor, it's allowed.
Oh, my God. I guess so. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Although, I will say, being married to a doctor, you know,
yeah.
He said, God, it just drives me crazy. I'm like, what's wrong? And he's like, a lady came in, and she was literally like 500 pounds. And she's like, oh, my God, my legs, my ankles, they all hurt all the time. And he's like, in his head, because you're fat. But he didn't say that.
Yeah. He should have.
He should have, but he didn't. He didn't.
Yeah. You're carrying too much weight. You can say it in a nicer way. You're heavy.
Your bones can only carry so much.
Yeah.
Before they snap. Yeah,
they're going to snap on.
Yeah, anyway. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
That's it?
Yep.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on a Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. There you go. Jonas Brothers. Daddy's buying the music. Is that crazy or what?
That was good timing. Yeah,
he just bought Sucker. Sucker for you. Now, you're a sucker for paying your kids $300 million for their music.
Dunkulous.
Is this fire that they just showed on TV, is that the one near your cabin? The White Hawk fire?
It's not close.
Oh, it's not close?
No.
I thought you said it was within a few miles.
No.
It's not?
Nope.
Well, it could be either direction. I mean, a few miles could be 20 miles.
It could, yeah. But no, it's fine. Plus, it rained.
How did it start?
A lightning. Yeah.
Yesterday?
Yeah, last
that
night,
makes
I guess.
Sense.
Yeah.
Now, it's not very big. It's only a couple of acres. But still, a fire's a fire.
A fire is a fire. But what's funny is I said to BJ, I go, man, you know, if the wind picks up like it did last night, I could be in big trouble. And he's like, and you know what? You know how you say that to a guy and you want them to go, oh, you're so far away. It'll be fine. There's going to be no problem. Look how far away you are. Blah, blah, blah. But no, what does BJ say? Oh, yeah. If that wind picks up, whichever way the wind blows, man, you are toast.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
listen.
What he said. Yep. He's literally like, you are toast.
Jamie, you
and
I.
And I pointed out, we don't say toast anymore. We say cooked.
You and I have been together for about 14 years now. I mean, in the same studio every single
every
day
single,
to broadcast.
Every
you know for a
Saturday
fact.
Saturday and Sunday is our nicest day of my life.
You know that when you're looking for empathy, when you're looking for compassion, reassurance, I'm the last person to ask, okay?
Last person.
Because I, again, king of common sense, I give you exactly what I'm thinking. I cannot sugarcoat it.
But you could have
said. And my first thought is this. Which way is the wind blowing? Because it makes a big difference.
He's like, well, it depends which way the wind blows. And I was like, well, last night it was just sheer winds every which way. They called them erratic winds. And you're like, if there's erratic, man, you are... toast!
Kiss that cabin goodbye.
Yeah. And I said, you know, I don't have fire insurance on the cabin because they wouldn't give it to me because of fires like that. And you're like, well, you enjoyed it while you had it.
Oh, no, at first I said bummer. I said the word bummer.
Yeah,
that's first bummer.
Yeah, bummer.
Okay. Look, I don't know what you want. You want me to say, Jamie, what do you want me to do? Get in my car and run over and whiz on it for you? Put it out for you? What do you want from me?
I don't know how
to handle it.
Well, you don't handle it like you do. I feel bad for Lisa because, like, you want somebody who calms you, right? And says, oh, you're so far away. Don't worry about it. I don't even know if I've ever heard of a fire traveling that far away. You know, something like that.
You've got to be your partner's yin to their yang.
Yeah, you're not my yang. Or my yin. You're not either or a yin or a yang. You're just mean.
Look, there is no luckier woman on the planet than my wife, Lisa. Again, king of common sense here. Just giving the truth, man. She is one lucky lady.
Yeah, sure,
okay.
She is,
okay.
BJ and Jamie.
So wait a minute. I mentioned this earlier this morning, and again yesterday I mentioned this too. So if you want to go to the Broncos training camp, it's already sold out.
It's completely sold out. Every single practice.
You see, here's what's going on out there. Normally, they get about 8,000 people out there, okay? Per practice. 13 different practices, okay? Well, now they can't do it. They got it down to like 800 people, okay? Because they're having construction. But they say the experience this year at NFL Broncos camp is probably the closest and the best experience you'll ever get in the NFL.
Really? Why is that?
Because you're literally on the field with these guys.
Because of the construction?
Yes. The construction has all the seating taken up. They've roped it off, you know, got the caution tape up, you know, for your safety. But they've got it all up, and they only allow like 800 people in around the field. And they're saying literally you'll probably be able to high-five people as they run routes.
That's super cool.
And trip them?
Well, it doesn't say you're that close, but yeah. You see what I'm saying,
just
right?
Stick your foot
I like to add to it. Yeah, like high five as they go by. Hey, yeah. Catch that ball!
Yeah.
So it's a very cool experience this time around.
I'm really excited about Harvey.
Harvey.
Yeah, the player.
We have a Harvey.
Yeah, solid.
Who's Harvey? Is it that RJ guy?
Yeah.
There's an RJ guy.
Yeah.
Isn't his last name Harvey Spadell?
Yeah, RJ Harvey.
I'm really excited about that one.
What's he do?
He's a running back.
BJ,
is he a kicker?
BJ.
Is he a kicker?
My God, we went over this yesterday.
What?
So yesterday, remember, I was like, hey, dude, we got to remember some football players' names. And you're like, you said, oh, yeah, yesterday.
I said, oh, yeah.
And I said, remember Harvey, because he's up and, like, he's going to be, like, a huge.
How'd you know about Harvey, though?
Because Spadell told me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. And so I said, remember Harvey, it's just an easy name, like, you know, Harvey Steinberg, right?
Man,
like,
I forgot.
My, yeah.
He's going to be good.
Yeah. So just think of my attorney.
Okay. Right, I'll think of Harvey Steinberg.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. And then they go, Harvey.
So we have a Harvey.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And he's a kicker, you said?
He's a running back.
Oh, he's a running
back. Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
He's a running back.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So he gets the ball, runs.
Yeah. Because I said, we look dumb if we only know Bo Nix as a name. So we got, and I even said Harvey is an easy name.
It is an easy name.
It is Harvey.
I'll remember it.
Yeah.
For tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go out to training camp.
Really?
For the first time ever.
And see,
ever.
Bo and Harvey?
Well, I think so. Now, I don't know any of the players. You're right, Jamie. Yeah. I'm a fish out of water out there. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm going to go out there because it's going to be the best experience you'll ever get for the NFL spring, or not spring, but, you know, preseason camp.
I heard you're close enough, you can smack their ass.
Yeah. I can't wait. Wait till I see Harvey. Harvey over here. BJ. Weird. I just saw.
What? You know what you didn't do?
Wait, what?
Sorry to interrupt.
What?
I just totally
didn't
interrupted you. You didn't tell us the end result of your poll.
It was close.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was very close.
It was a poll and you all forgot. Right.
After 3 million votes online, okay? I put up a poll yesterday on Twitter, and I said, who would you rather?
Yeah.
And that's the date is what I meant, okay? Whoopi Goldberg or Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Okay, you take your pick there. And after 3 million, a little bit more than that, votes on Twitter, the winner is...
You were never a drummer, were you?
Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi beat out Rosie O'Donnell.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a couple of guys that are disgusting that I can put up there now.
Oh, yeah.
Just to make it equal so I don't look sexist.
Yeah, go after both of them,
no.
Yeah.
So who are some?
So give me two just really goofy guys that
who
look a little
rather?
Ugly and disgusting that you could pair up together online.
Okay? What about like Seth Rogen?
But people...
They kind of
like him.
No, but he's funny,
people
man.
People like him for instance.
Yeah,
they have to just be... Ugh.
I mean, I need
How
somebody
about
like
Donald Trump.
Okay.
Okay.
Donald Trump. Well, that's not fair either. That's
because it'll go political.
Yeah. Well, it'll go political.
And
plus,
orange.
They all hate him. So,
well,
so
okay,
that was an easy pick.
I'm just
I
saying,
need
like,
two
I
people.
I would that never
it's
be
a,
able
it's
to
a
have
decent,
sex with that man.
It's a decent choice.
How about
choice.
You and Donald Trump?
I'd win. I really would. I'd win. No doubt about it. Yeah.
All right. How about you and Spadell?
No, that's not fair to Schmidl.
You're the Timu George Clooney, remember?
That's right. Timu George here. Yeah. That's not fair to you, Schmidl. I won't do
no,
that to
not.
You.
Yeah. Thank you.
BJ and Jamie.
I like this idea.
What
for,
idea?
For your next poll, if you will. Who would you rather, Gary Busey or Danny DeVito?
Oh, that's good.
That is a good
that
one.
Is
that
is
Gary Busey or DeVito?
Yeah, that's good.
I'll put it up today.
Okay, all right, good.
All right, well, like we'll get
this.
An answer.
This is a fun
we
game.
Do a poll every day.
I really
right?
do like this.
Yeah,
yeah
it's pretty cool. All right, let's see here. It's Wednesday. Going to be a nice day today. Maybe a thunder shower. Nothing like yesterday, I don't think.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday,
that was
crazy. It rained.
And there were lightning bolts all around me. I almost died. You know, one of those lightning bolts could have hit me.
You didn't almost die.
I did almost die. Yeah. Because you know what it said on my little map? Lightning has been detected 0.3 miles away.
Woo!
0.3 miles away. That's not real. 0.3. Well, I guess it is.
Yeah. That's right on top of you, man.
Yeah, yeah, well, 0.3, yeah. 0.3.
And I have the lightning tracker from Pinpoint Weather.
Yeah.
Dude, there was strikes all around my body.
You almost died.
I almost died.
Yeah,
almost
I can tell.
Yeah, you almost died.
We got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Wednesday. We will see you back here for another program tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.